Hey everyone, I'm Rob Aspero, and I'm with the Viral Volley Podcast, and I'm a good friend and USA Men's National Team member and my fellow anteater, which I am so proud of. He's got a medal in his little cardware cabinet somewhere around the house there, but he's joining me from Poland. And the reason why I wanted to speak to him, he's actually one of the few repeat guests I've had so far on the Viral Volley Podcast. Right before he left for Poland in July, I had him on just to talk about the summer and COVID and everything, but now he's off playing professionally in Poland, and I thought it'd be a great time because his team is doing remarkable things right now. They're 8-0, playing for Zaxa. They are atop the Plus Liga, or Plus League in here in the United States, but we don't get to follow a lot of these guys because they're 9 to 10 hours, 11 hours apart from us, but it's amazing when one of our USA Men's National Team members' teams are doing well because they're playing against the best in the world. So, hey, David, thanks again for joining me here on the Viral Volley Podcast.
I'm glad to be back. It's good to see you guys, and glad to chat about a little bit of volleyball.
A little bit. We have actually a lot to talk about, but let's talk about more of the current events of your team's success so far in 2020. You know, looking at the stat sheets, it looks like your team is just dominating in play. What have been the key factors to Zaxa's success so far?
Yeah, I mean, I was super excited to come back to the same team I was playing on last summer, last year when it got cut short with COVID. But I think, we came out of the gates hot again. We played in the Super Cup right off the bat, won the semifinal, started the season off on the right foot right there. And like you said, we've kind of taken the league 8-0. Hasn't been perfect all the way, but we had literally one guy on our starting lineup get replaced from last year. So I think just having the continuity on our team was a huge factor in just being able to kind of step right in and get going this year. But we also have a ton of talent as well. You know, we have a lot of national team guys. We have three guys that were on the world championship team in 2018. We got obviously the starting setter for France, and then we just Poland in general, the talent here is just so deep. So we have a lot of good guys that I'm sure would be on many other national teams if they weren't stuck here in Poland behind what a deep roster they have. So we have a good team, we have a good coach, and I just think we have a good team atmosphere. So we all play really well together. We have somewhat of a unique style that we play, and everybody's bought into it. Everybody can contribute their talent to that, and I think it's really difficult to play against us. And I don't want to say that in like a cocky way, but we don't make a lot of errors, and so teams really have to push hard in order to kind of put us in an uncomfortable position. And even when they do that, we do a good job of kind of flipping tables and putting the pressure back on them. So we've been doing that really well this season, and I hope we can continue doing that.
Well, even from a team standpoint, let's go to an individual standpoint performance-wise, because statistically, you're one of the top blockers in the Plus League according to the stats right now, and that's a huge statement, being that you have probably the best in the world playing in that Plus League. What do you credit the elevation to your performance to? Like, why are you playing so well this particular season?
I know I started the season off really, really hot as far as blocking went. I know it's one of the things I worked hard. It's one of the first times I've actually had preseason in my 13 years playing professionally. So it's actually really nice to kind of have a preseason to just really break down the fundamentals of my block. My coach did a really good job of that. Obviously, he, having coached me last year, kind of knew where my strengths and weaknesses were, what we could work on, like, right off the bat. And so I think that's something that we did well. Again, like, I just having the familiarity with the guys on my team, I was able to kind of know this defensive system right off the bat, so I kind of knew my place. And I'm blocking about being in the right place at the right time. And sometimes you are, sometimes you aren't. But like I said, started the season off really well. And hopefully we'll keep going like that. But it definitely helps to have my teammates around me that kind of don't offer up huge holes anywhere else on the net.
Well, you know, this is one of the first years that you actually got a break because of the outbreak of COVID. And you had a lot of time just basically spending time with family, getting refreshed, renewed, letting your body heal, and just getting the mental part of your game together, not only from an emotional standpoint with your family, but just with yourself. Do you think that played a part in you coming back stronger?
Yeah, I think I mean, it was actually difficult this preseason because of like an 8-week break of like really pushing myself. And, you know, we do that with the national team all the time, but it usually comes on the back end of, you know, playing the whole season. And so it was actually kind of tough for me to get back into, because I was lifting and I was like on the court and I was moving around. But once you get back to like, when I got back, we were literally hitting like 3-hour weight sessions in the morning, 3-hour practices in the afternoon, and it was absolutely crushing me. And they knew they were, and they, you know, that was the plan all along, you know, to get prepared for the season. But yeah, I don't know if I would necessarily choose to take that much time off again, because my body kind of rebelled against me for a while there. But you know, I think it was good. You know, like even as much as I would like to continue to play and not be forced to take time off, I think in the long run, it was good for me and good for my body, and just kind of allow me to, you know, break down and, you know, build myself back up again. So,
mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I've observed, at least in the matches that I have caught of yours, is your serve has increased in difficulty for your opponents. And although I'm still figuring out the data volley stat sheets and all that, because you actually walked me through before going online now, but yeah. It seems that you've got one of the toughest serves. If not getting the aces, you're definitely keeping teams more out of system. Can you comment on the evolution of your serve? Because I've known you since you hit just a soft jump float to this wicked running jump spin serve, and now you're adding a little more finesse and a lot more hocus pocus on it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something I've been working on. I think, like we talked about the blocking earlier, but I think my serving was the other kind of primary point that my coach wanted to focus on when I got back here. And I know like a couple times last year, he was like, yeah, we just need to score more points. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know what that means. Server, I ever make less mistakes? He's like, yes. I'm like, oh, great. That doesn't help me at all. But no, I mean, for me, like, I've never necessarily been, even on the natural team, I've never been the guy that just, you know, hits the ball 70 plus miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And gets the aces, kind of like you mentioned, my I think strength is mostly just trying to hit the seams and pull the guys off the net and then let the block and defense do the work and score break point kind of the hard way almost. I think in other teams in the past, it's like we haven't had other dominant servers on my club team. And so I feel like I have to kind of take on that burden and just kind of push the limit a little bit more. And here I just feel a lot more comfortable of like making my good, strong, hard serve, like hitting the seam, hitting my target, and then just let the block and defense take care of the work, you know. And maybe, like you said, if that was an overpowered team, that doesn't look great on the stat sheet as far as getting a ton of aces. But I think in the long run, once you push a team and you keep pushing them and you have other guys on your team that can push them as well, it just really wears on the serve receivers. And so they start to make mistakes, or they start to pass a little less perfectly, and your center running down balls beyond the 10-foot line. And so it starts to wear them throughout the game. And I think our team has been really good at being consistent and keeping the pressure on teams and kind of letting them wear down and break apart at the end of the set. And then that's kind of when we step in and take the sets and move on.
Wow. Well, you know, let's go back out to the rest of your team. Who have been some of the top performers on your Zaxa team?
Shoot.
And obviously, you've got Jermuth and France, your
center. I think one guy that surprises a lot of people, we have one of our outside. I think he's like 24, maybe 25 years old right now. And his name is Simon. And like, he's not on like the top natural team. But like Ben Toti, the French setter, and I would talk about him all the time. It's like he would be on most natural teams in the world. You know, I think he's young. He's super confident. Like last year, I think he was supposed to be our backup setter. And then we had some things happen during the transfer deadline. And we ended up having, you know, Olek, who's a Polish outside national team hitter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really crafty guy. He's a lefty, plays really smart, not super powerful, but a super smart player. He gets a lot of really good crafty points. And then we had an Italian, and we had Semin, you know, fighting for the second outside spot. And I think Semin just grew in confidence all this year. He works super hard. I admire him. He works super hard. He has a wicked serve, jumps out of the gym, and he plays super well. You know, like, he's not maybe the, you know, like a Leon who's super tall, jumps super high, but I think this team just knows a different style that we play. And so if the ball's there, like, he'll just go ahead and tear apart the block. But if he needs to work with it, he'll just put it in the block, we'll recover it, and we'll just run our offense from there. So he's really smart. I think all the guys on our team are just super smart in the way that they play, and that they don't try to play above their means. And that, I think that was really effective for us. So Salmon's been playing really well. Obviously, having Ben run the offense, he does an amazing job as a setter. And then we have three great guys in passing. We have Zadi, who's in Polish national team libero. Mm-hmm. Two outsiders I've already talked about. They want a really good serve receive. Kohan's our new player. Kuba, he's my Polish national team middle blocker. He has a really good serve, and then he's been stuffing balls like crazy this year. And then our opposite, his name is Kaczmarek. We call him Zrzeszu, which is animal in Polish. So he's not a typical opposite. Like, he grew up in the beach game. And so more so than any opposite I've ever played with before, like, he just plays an all-around game. Like, he scoops, he plays defense really, really well. He's a really smart blocker. And then maybe his only maybe weakness is that he's not a great high ball hitter. But when we have a receiving line like we do, and we have a setter like Ben, like, you don't really need that great of an outside high ball hitter on the opposite. And so he just has a bit of a funky arm swing, but he has a ton of range. He's smart, hits the ball high when he doesn't have, you know, like a pathway to just kill the ball down. And so we just got guys who can score points in a lot of different ways. So it's really fun to play, and it's really fun to watch the game play out.
Now, it's obviously your team is the top of the league, and things are working out very well. Looking at your matches, you haven't gone fifth to a fifth set tiebreak once. You got a split, equal split, 3-0 for four matches on that victory, and a 4-3-1 win. So I don't think you guys have really been pressed yet, because you've been playing so strong.
We took a couple. Usually we have the bad habit of letting up in the second or third set and dropping a set there, especially kind of towards the end before we got locked down with COVID again. We haven't dropped a set yet. And so that's kind of like our little mini challenge right now, just how long can we go? Not just before we lose, but before we drop the set.
Yeah.
It's a long season. There's a lot of good teams here. Obviously with COVID and just volleyball in general, you know, you always run into teams that have injuries or, you know, players out for other reasons. So mm-hmm. we'll continue to be challenged, but for now, yeah, we're playing well, and, you know, we're going to keep trying to do that.
Well, you know, with the other teams in the league, who would you say are two teams that'll be pressing for the top spot in the plus league of play?
I think right now,
besides yourself, we know you guys are atop, but just
we'll definitely be pushing for the top of the medal stand at the end of the year. But I think, I don't know, because it's really weird just how teams change so frequently. So, like, I think the number one team right now would probably be Yastrzębie. Mm-hmm. They're playing really well. They got a pretty deep team. We've already beat them. We had them earlier on in the season. Mm-hmm. They got this Egyptian opposite that's playing really well. They have a couple national team setters. They run a really quick offense. We were able to kind of get away with the win early on in the season with them. And then Skral's always good. You know, Taylor Sanders is on that team. He hasn't made it back to the court yet with the wing. The shoulder, he's still trying to come back from that. He had a couple of bumps along the road of recovery there. But, I mean, if they can get him back, they'll be a gnarly team. They got, obviously, a Badapur on the outside. Womach is the second Polish setter running their offense. Two, three really good middles, a couple good opposites. So,
yeah.
we were able to beat them at their place earlier on too. But I mean, when you bring Taylor back into the mix, like he creates a whole different animal. So they'll be tough. They can get him back. And then WFH has been playing really well with Garrett there. Mm-hmm. They kind of have a team that they have a really good team. They have an Argentinian on the fast offense for them. Garrett playing well, holding down ball control there. They got a young Polish lefty who's tearing up the league right now. And then they added Flavio from Brazil. Mm-hmm. So he started a little bit slow at the beginning of the season, but he's playing like beast right now too. So
yeah,
I think those are probably the top three teams.
Well, being that, you know, I'm a big fan of the USA men's national team guys that are abroad, try to keep track of them. Why don't you let me know how things are going against your fellow USA men's national team teammates? Like, before, in your last match, you actually shut down Josh Tuininga of Schleps Malov Sovalski with a 3-0 win. I'm not going to say in dominating fashion because, I got to respect my island bro there. But it looked like you guys beat them down pretty hard. But what about other Americans that have been playing out there? Have you seen them and how have they been playing?
Yeah, it's been fun this year because we have actually a lot of Americans in the league. So, like I already mentioned, Tay, Garrett. We just beat Josh last weekend up in Slovakia. Jeff's playing in Jeshov in Rostovia right now. So they're a pretty good team too. I think they just need to put a couple things together, but they have
that's Jeff Jendrick, right? You're referring to
Jendrick, yeah, Jeff Jendrick. And then Dustin Watkins in Katowice. So they're a scrappy team. They lost a couple players from last year, but they're pretty scrappy. Brendan Sanders and then Radom. Mm-hmm. That's another team that's got some good players. Lucas Lowe and Brendan are on the outside together. So that's a pretty good outside combo there. And then they got some national team players sprinkled throughout as well. So, it's like I think the front part of my schedule this year, I actually didn't see a ton of other national team teammates. So I think this latter part of the first half of the league is kind of when I'm supposed to be running into more familiar faces. So that's always a fun little pick me up for the game. Just try to beat everybody.
Yep. Oh, for sure. Hey, I've got more questions. If you're just joining us, I'm with David Smith of the USA Men's National Team, and he's with me from Poland as we are going to talk about more of the stuff behind the scenes. We'll be back in just a moment. Hey, welcome back again. You are listening or watching the Viral Volley Podcast on screen or hearing those silky smooth tones through the digital bandwidth is the voice of David Smith, the USA Men's National Team middle blocker. Loving the intro there. That's right. He's not a radio DJ who's asking to request love songs. He's hanging out in Poland right now, and we're just catching up on his team right now. Zaxa 8-0 atop the Plus League, but he had some other news come about after a match against fellow American Josh Tuininga of Schleps Malov Sovalski, which they won 3-0. He got some, unexpected news. So I'm going to let David explain what happened after that match.
Oh, man. Well, let's just preface this by saying that obviously we got COVID going on in the world right now, and obviously that's kind of impacting not just our league, but every domestic league, you know, all different sports. But obviously that was kind of one of the big question marks coming into the season is how do you deal with the COVID outbreak within a volleyball team, within a volleyball league. So I don't think through our own power, but we were able to kind of avoid it for a pretty long time. Most of the teams in our league kind of already had somewhat of a small outbreak or two on their team. And they kind of had to shut it down. So I think our time finally came. we had a match against Josh up in Slovakia, and that's a 9-hour drive away. So, I mean, we've been testing pretty frequently throughout the season, you know, trying to keep guys healthy, try to socially distance, wear a mask when you can, wash your hands, you know, all the stuff that everybody says. But we also knew that, you know, playing in an indoor environment and you know, just there was an inherent risk with continuing to play volleyball. So the entire country of Poland has kind of gone into a red zone. So we haven't had fans at the matches in like a month and a half now.
Okay.
So they've been doing a good job of trying to keep everybody safe. And but at the same time, like they want to try to continue the league, you know, for the sponsors and for the TV matches. That's one really cool thing about Poland is that pretty much every single one of our games is on TV. So even if you don't have fans at the actual stadium, like they can actually enjoy the game on TV, you know, in their home. So, but yeah, we had a 9-hour drive there, 9-hour drive back. We had a good game, good win, came back, basically threw our stuff in the laundry, packed it up, and we headed out to Zawiersie. We were actually supposed to play Garrett's team, Garrett Wonga's team. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the day before, we had got like one guy with symptoms. They were like, all right, let's like sleep on it, see how it feels in the morning. And then the next morning, we had like three guys with symptoms. And we're like, okay, we need to call off this game. So that was a shorter bus ride, like an hour and a half. So we just got on the bus, got back home. You know, I was wearing my mask the whole way. I'm like, probably already been exposed, but just try to be as safe as possible. Then when we got home, the club actually had the quick test, mm-hmm. the rapid test or whatever like that. So just like a saliva test, drop it in. It's kind of like a little pregnancy test. You get an extra line if you're positive. And so they're like, okay, like everybody on the team is going to do the rapid test and then we'll get the result.
Is that the swab, the nasal swab, or is it the blood?
This was the throat. This was the back of the throat. We had a swab back there. And then, yeah, you wait 15 minutes. Mine showed up in like 2 minutes. Like I had no symptoms at that point, so I thought I was fine. But yeah, mine showed up, and then I think we had on that day. I think we had like 7 guys with a quick rapid test positive, and mm-hmm. so we're like, okay, like that's technically like private information, and so it's like you don't actually officially go into quarantine. So we're like, okay, but like, so we just sent everybody to official test the next day, mm-hmm. and there I think we got everybody who tested positive on the quick test tested positive again, and so automatically everybody on the team goes into quarantine/isolation, and they're actually hardcore about it here. Like you have to check in with the public health department. They have police who come and check that you're actually in quarantine where you say you're quarantining, mm-hmm. and so it's pretty hardcore here. And so like, and they give you like a date that you have to go through. So I think tomorrow is my last day in quarantine, mm-hmm. so that's where I'm at right now. Positive. I was pretty lucky as far as the actual COVID itself. I had some really, like, I didn't have any symptoms when I tested positive, and the next day I started getting a little bit fatigued, a little nauseous, headache, but that was pretty much it. You know, I had that for a couple of days, and then, you know, the rest of this time I've just kind of been chilling here.
well, let me ask you this, David.
A couple of days, because I didn't want to go home and get my family sick. So,
yeah.
Because, and they've since tested, and like they're all negative, so I'm happy for that. My family is still healthy. But I didn't want to expose them if it was not necessary. And so, but yeah, Kelly, my wife, is at home with 2 kids holding down the fort. So,
and she's going to get an awesome Christmas gift this year.
She's waiting for me to get home to help take care of the kids. Because, like I said, you know, Poland's starting to lock down a little bit too. So, Cohen, he's going to like second grade here. And so they just shut down, I think this week, the beginning of this week, they just went all virtual for his classroom. So he's learning Polish online, which is, I don't know how he does it. Kid's amazing. But he's the only person in our family who speaks Polish. So he basically has to do everything himself. You know, we try to help. We use Google Translate when we can. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's speaking to us in Polish, we're like, oh, that's all on you, dude. So he's been doing a good job. And then, so yeah, we're all kind of locked down, trying to make it work. Like I said, I'm almost done, so I'll be going home in a couple of days, help take care of the kids, and then, slowly come back. But yeah, like I said, most of the team got here. We had 7 guys that day, and then we had a few more who tested positive a few days later after being exposed to the rest of us. So basically, I think 10 of the 14 guys ended up testing positive. And then we had like one or two on the staff. So we're all just kind of quarantined together right now. Well, not quarantined together, but quarantined at the same time.
And then
at the end of this, probably beginning of next week, we'll all start trickling out and start playing volleyball again.
Yeah. Well, I guess what was your initial reaction into discovering that you were confirmed after the second test? Were you like, oh, here we go. This is going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I was totally asymptomatic. So I'm like, come on, like, the other guys had, I mean, that's the thing with this thing. It's like, we had a couple guys with symptoms. So I'm like, okay, like, they probably spread it to other guys. But like, I did not feel anything at that moment. And that's the thing too, is like, I wonder if just like the knowledge that I had it, like, I wonder if it's a psychological thing. But I mean, it was really, really, I mean, it was physical too, man. I had like a fever. I, you know, had a mild headache the whole day. But yeah, you know, obviously I've had family members who've had it way worse, you know, So I'm grateful that it didn't get me that much. You know, especially being in a foreign country, you know, going through the healthcare system in foreign countries is never fun, but yeah, I was confident, like the team was taking care of me. You know, we had the physio checking in with me, even like Aaron Brock and John Sprague and calling me sporadically throughout this quarantine, just making sure I'm okay. And thankfully everything is, I mean, the biggest enemy right now is boredom. I'm just sitting at home and nobody to talk to. So I busted out my golf club the other day, chipping little foam balls around this little house that I'm in. So.
Well, if you are into Netflix, I recommend Cobra Kai.
Yeah. I haven't got around to that one yet. I'm working on a Spanish one, a Money Heist. I don't know if you've heard that one.
No, haven't heard of it, but well, yeah, you're almost done.
I got a book that I'm trying to finish too, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm mostly just lounging around, recovering.
Yeah. Trying to be quiet. Well, let me ask you this about competition then. So what is the status of Zaxa in Plus Liga? How's that working out with canceled matches, and when can you resume play?
I don't know the exact time at all. I'm just kind of mostly just trying to get through the quarantine right now. So we've had to cancel, I think, 3 matches now, or 2 so far, and then the one this weekend. We literally have 4 guys on our roster that are three or four guys that are healthy right now. So we don't even have a full team to roll out there if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think probably within a week and a half, we'll probably start playing games. Like I said, most of the guys will be kind of getting out this weekend, early next week. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to ramp up and get going. I know there's like a medical process. You have to get screened and heart checked, and you have to get cleared by a doctor. Obviously, you got to be cleared of COVID. But I know we can't dawdle too long because we have matches to play. I think the big thing too is that we start Champions League beginning of December.
Oh wow! And where is that going to be for you guys?
Like, I think the last I heard, like we're going to basically do 2 pools. So we have Skra, so another Polish team, Fenerbahce, a Turkish team, and then I don't know the name of the other one, but the Belgian team. Okay. And so normally it's like you play a match there and a match at home. But I think with COVID, like they're realizing that much travel is probably not the smartest thing to do right now. So last I heard is you're going to have two pools basically. And so two weeks where you have back-to-back-to-back game. And everybody goes to one club, plays a round robin tournament. And then I think in January will be the second one. So I think Skra, so the other Polish team, like Taylor Sanders' team, is trying to host one weekend, and we're trying to host the other weekend.
Yeah,
which would be fantastic for us because like we don't have to leave the country.
Right,
which would be amazing, and they're only like 2.5 hours away, maybe 3 hours on a bus. So that would be super limiting as far as like travel. So hopefully we can do that. Last I heard, that's what it was, but I know, you know, obviously they've had their own little coronavirus scare. We're hopefully coming out of it right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But, yeah, man, we're just kind of playing things as they go.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask this earlier of you, but, you know, with all the Americans that are in Poland playing, have you and your family been able to connect with them since going through this COVID experience and just kind of air out some frustrations or just chat through the whole process?
I mean, I've talked to the guys, and especially when we play them, I'll chat with them for a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I think we kind of all have our own little world. Yeah. You know, I think obviously Kelly and I are in a unique circumstance as far as having two kids overseas with us right now, having one of them at school age. So we're trying to navigate the public Polish school system with COVID. So we have our own things that are kind of unique to us, but at the same time, like, I know everybody trying to be cautious, but at the same time, you know, not let that fear kind of overtake us to prevent us from doing what we love. Like I said before, you know, there's a risk inherent in, you know, if I obviously wasn't a professional volleyball player, you know, I wouldn't be playing in gym with other people and sweating all over each other for 2.5-3 hours every day. But I think we've done a good job as far as trying to be, you know, put safety precautions in place, get tested, you know, semi-frequently, and then just be smart about what we're doing. But yeah, I know a lot of guys have, you know, kind of been taking, like, I mean, that's the thing, even in the US, like, everybody has their degree of reserve that they kind of put into this. You know, some people are being super cautious about it, and for good reason, and some people are a little looser on it, you know, and they have their reasons for that too. And so, you know, it's been interesting, kind of like the social experiment, to just kind of see all the different responses to this. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you just need to know, you know, take care of what you can take care of, and try to, you know, do what's best for you and your family and your team, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think a lot of guys have been pretty smart about it, but I think we also have the understanding that, you know, it's like, in my case, and probably in the majority of people's cases, like, you did nothing wrong. Just, this is a very highly infectious, highly transmittable, you know, disease, and, you know, you're going to get it when you don't do it wrong, and, you know, okay, I'm going to do your best to get healthy again and keep making good choices.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping and praying for your continued safety and, you know, the quick healing of your teammates. I know that we are living through some, you know, such an unprecedented time in history, and we're just all kind of figuring out together. So,
that's really what it is. Just figure it out and, you know, make good choices. And I think we talked about it last time, just, you know, have a bit of love and empathy for other people. You know, that's kind of going to make it easier for everyone. It's not always easy. You don't always agree with some people. And, you know, as we've seen, you know, in our country, obviously we've seen in America, but I've also seen here in Europe, it's like, it's very emotionally charged for some people too. And so it's not always the easiest conversation to have with people, or just, you know, just to have that air over you.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, everybody, like you said, going through the same thing. We're all trying to figure this out together. Like, this is an unprecedented time, but I think, you know, we can, you know, we can go through it. We can conquer it. We're united, and we're empathetic, and, you know, just show each other love.
Yeah. Hey, so when does Zaxa go back into action then? Are you in about a week and a half's time, or, you know, just for our listeners and viewers, if they wanted to, like, jump on a late night Russian gambling feed to watch you play?
I think, like I said, the match against Warsaw has been scratched this weekend. So I think the next match we have on the schedule is against Niza, and I think that's supposed to be next weekend. So maybe, like, I don't know the exact date on that, but yeah, next weekend. So like the
21st, 22nd.
Yeah, something in there. Early 20s, maybe 19th, but early 20s. That's what I understand right now. But I mean, I can understand too if the club wants to be a little more cautious, bringing guys back into it. Probably not play for 2 weeks now. I don't know if you necessarily want to jump right into a match, but at the same time, you know, we want to get these matches going, because the more that we postpone and delay games, the more difficult our schedule is going to be down the road. They have to play every 2 or 3 nights. So,
yeah.
I think a big part of it will just be kind of how guys react. And, you know, I think some guys obviously have a little more severe symptoms than others. So I think we're just going to kind of have to take a head down, take a look around. We start getting guys back in the gym and see what we can do and what we can't. But, yeah, hopefully we'll start getting the matches within like a week and a half.
Well, for our listeners and viewers, what is the best way to follow you, get news on what you're doing and what's happening in the Plus Liga?
Yeah, well, if you want to brush up on your Polish, you can always go to the Plus Liga website, plusliga.pl. Mm-hmm. I usually pop it up and then use Google Translate. But they do a good job of like the scores and stats and pictures and highlights and stuff like that. You know, I got Instagram, Twitter. I don't know how well I'm doing right now as far as keeping those up, but that's David M. Smith 15. That's my handle on both of those. And then Facebook as well. I believe it's David M. Smith, David M. Smith 15 on all three of those platforms. So, my wife keeps bugging me about doing a better job of updating those than I should. But yeah. We'll get on it once I get out of quarantine.
Well, hey, everyone, this is David Smith, the USA Men's National Team middle blocker who's playing for Zaxa in Poland, who's coming out of quarantine tomorrow with the shocking news of getting COVID after the last match. But he's doing well, and we're looking forward to seeing his first-place team at 8-0 continue the streak as he goes out of quarantine, breaking out of that beautiful home that you're kicking in right now.
Let's go.
All right. Thanks a lot, David.